Mayor Paul Tenhaken says the most important COVID-19 data point to watch is hospitalization rates.
You know, one number that we're watching, quite honestly, is that 40 hospitalization threshold, and that's per system.
If each hospital in the Sioux Falls area is housing 40 COVID-19 patients, Tenhaken says the city would consider a mask mandate.
That's a card that we have in our deck of responses.
But he says the data doesn't support that move just yet. There are currently 33 COVID-19 hospitalizations spread across the city.
And even though, as we'll see in a minute, our positivity rate has increased the last couple weeks, our hospitalization rate has been very steady. And so that's a very good sign.
There are nearly 500 active cases in the Sioux Falls area. The percent positive rate of COVID-19 test results has risen in the area since late June and remains around 12%. Chief Medical Officer of Avera McKennan Hospital, Michael Elliott, says the risk from COVID-19 is real. He says the flu kills between 12 and 60,000 people nationwide each year. By comparison, more than 170,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 so far. The death toll is much lower in South Dakota, but he says this virus is not to be taken lightly.
Wear your masks, social distancing, good hand hygiene, wash the surfaces, the doorknobs around your buildings and homes. And by all means, if you have symptoms, even mild symptoms, please, for the sake of yourself and those around you, stay home.
Leaders from Avera and Sanford also recommend receiving the flu shot as soon as possible. Dr. Elliott says if there is a rise of both COVID-19 and influenza in the winter, area hospitals will likely be overwhelmed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.